This is HPR episode 1978 entitled, Ultra High Vacuum, Loading Samples. It is hosted by Amunisp, and is about 3 minutes long. The summary is, a short overview of how to load a sample into UHV, Ultra High Vacuum.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Andres Muñiz again. I'm a Muniz P at member.fsf.org, in case you want to find me through Jabber. If not, you can find me on new social in Andresinmp, Andresing MP, at loadaverage.org. And in case if you want to send me a microblog, I just wanted to share with you the procedures I have to go through when removing a sample from ultra high vacuum. So following up from the previous cast that I was talking about atomic force microscopy, I'm currently doing atomic force microscopy in ultra high vacuum, and thought that maybe I'd just go over the procedures I have to go through to remove a probe from the chamber. So currently I have a probe on the chamber. First thing I need to do is remove the probe from the scanner head, and that goes into sort of tip exchanger. And then that tip exchanger is set aside. Then I have to go to what is called the load lock. In the load lock, what I have to do is, it's normally not at atmospheric pressure, but maybe an interim between ultra-high vacuum and high vacuum. So I need to pump it down. So that's the noise you hear in the background. That's a rotary pump with a turbo pump. The idea is that the ultra-high vacuum chamber is in 10 to the minus 6 times 10 to the minus 10 millibar currently, whilst the load lock will be currently at maybe 5 times 10 to the 5 millibar, actually TOR, that's what I have, but you know, let's just say it's more or less the same. So, what you do is the main chamber is pumped down with something that's called an ion pump, which I can go into what it is later, but the load lock is pumped down to high vacuum using first a rotary pump and then a turbo pump, and that could bring you down to a pressure of 10 to the minus 7. I'm not going to wait that long because it's been currently running for about half an hour, and even though I didn't start at atmospheric pressure, it's still only currently at 10 to the minus 6. So I'm going to stop there.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.